You know, watching movies and TV has usually been a passive experience. You kick back in a comfy chair or sprawl on the couch, maybe with some snacks. But that might change thanks to virtual reality. NPR's Chloe Veltman has this report.
Marvel Studios' What If? An Immersive Story is part interactive game, part narrative-driven movie, and part 3D comic book. It puts you, the viewer, the player, at the centre of a narrative that reimagines the fates of superheroes and villains from the Marvel Cinematic Universe.
I'll put this thing on now, like this.
Perfect.
I'm at ILM Immersive's San Francisco headquarters. They're collaborating with Marvel, and they've given me an Apple Vision Pro VR headset to wear.
So I hold it on my face while I... This is the knob here, and I tighten it. I mean, it feels quite heavy.
That's because there's quite a bit of computing power in there.
How far would you go to protect what you hold dear?
The story begins and I move between the real room I'm standing in and a series of dizzying three-dimensional landscapes, all virtual.
It's a prism of endless possibilities.
At one point, I'm watching as the supervillain Thanos stands on trial for theft. But there's also a lot of interactivity. A character prompts me to use hand gestures to defend myself against enemies and cast magic spells.
Form a fist with your hand to conjure a defensive shield.
It's kind of creating a new canvas.
ILM Immersive's Sharif Fatou executive produced the project. He says that interactivity is the point, but viewers can opt out. They want people like me, a non-gamer, to feel comfortable, to enjoy experiencing a film or TV show like this.
There's a lot of audience that are traditional gamers that really want to shoot things, and there's folks that don't play games and want to just see a great story.
VR systems have been around for decades, but in the last 10 years, new headsets with more powerful graphics and motion tracking technologies have meant that the audience is starting to expand beyond hardcore gamers. Users can sit courtside with friends at an NBA basketball game using Meta's Xstadium app. Explore a haunted Irish castle in The Faceless Lady, a VR live-action horror series.
It's not a castle, it's a slaughterhouse.
Or take in pop star Sabrina Carpenter's recent immersive VR concert. Jason Thompson is a VR enthusiast. He's the host of a YouTube channel about VR.
It can't really be compared to watching things on a flat screen.
Thompson says he also likes to watch traditional TV shows and films wearing his headset. And there are apps like Big Screen that make it a social experience. You can chat with others at a watch party or mute them if that's annoying. You can also change your surroundings, so your couch becomes a plush movie theatre complete with virtual popcorn. You can even watch lying flat on a bed.
There's no screen in front of you. The screen is actually on the ceiling, and you have to lay back to see the screen.
Lying down to watch content in VR isn't just whimsy. It serves a practical purpose. Most of today's headsets are still quite hard to wear for extended periods of time. Thompson says reclining to watch takes the load off the head and neck.
In order for VR to excel, it has to become comfortable.
Tech players are working on it. Sarah Malkin is the director of immersive entertainment at Meta, the current market leader in consumer VR. She says innovation takes time.
As every year passes and we improve the technology, make it easier to set up, more seamless to what you do on other devices, we see more and more people actually adopt.
Malkin says the arrival of other big players like Apple is a good sign that the market is becoming more mainstream. Apple and Meta are not disclosing specific sales figures. Ben Arnold is an analyst who works for market analytics firm Circana.
The key for this market is consumer adoption, because that is something that makes development of the applications more attractive.
VR is still in its infancy as a medium for entertainment, and not just in terms of the tech. Filmmakers have a lot to learn about how to tell effective stories in VR.
The basic interaction methods have yet to be figured out. Like, it should feel as natural as using your iPhone, and we're so far away from that.
That's Eugene Chung. He directed and wrote the animated film Arden's Wake. The post-apocalyptic ocean adventure won the first Lion Award for Best VR at the Venice Film Festival in 2017.
Done fishing already?
Oh, well, something seems to be scaring them away.
Chung says it's easy for people to get frustrated with many of the current TV and film-like VR offerings because users don't know where to direct their attention in a given scene, or they want to fully interact with a character but often can't.
Because the thing is, you see stuff happening, but things aren't reacting to you the way that you think they should. For example, you can't just go up to a character and, I don't know, talk to them about Shakespeare or, you know, ask them about what they ate for lunch.
Yet he's excited about continuing to explore the creative potential of this new medium.
I have no doubt that this will be the future of all of entertainment and really all of computing. And the kids are growing up, like learning VR from scratch as a language.
He says when those kids grow up, mass media entertainment on VR might be ready to really take off. Chloe Veltman, NPR News, San Francisco.